Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You somehow disappoint me.
Are the Giants disappointing you this year?
They are.
Yeah, kind of.
It's just...
It's like...
I wanted them to be more exciting.
Well...
I wanted them to be more dynamic.
Right.
I wanted Bob Melvin to be doing a better job.
But I guess the...
I wanted them to hit home runs.
Well, but nobody is. And that's kind of... That's the thing.
We can get into that because I actually discovered a solution and we can...
What is it?
Lowering the mound. And
well, yeah, they've talked about that a lot.
The last time they did it was 1968. Great year. I was born. The reason why they did it is alarmingly similar to why they might now.
Nobody could hit.
And one of the stats is entire teams couldn't hit. Seven teams had a batting average of 230 or lower. Right now in Major League Baseball, there are 9 teams hitting lower than 230.
And by the way, I think the Giants are not one of them. Is that accurate?
Giants are hitting 247.
247
a robust.
Yeah.
247.
So that's the thing. I talk to Giants fans. They're like, can't hit. I'm like, well, you can hit better than half the league. So
yeah.
That's kind of, I'm with you where I got there, and I'm like, why aren't they more dynamic? And then I started looking around, and I went, oh, nobody is. So this isn't a Giants thing. This is a baseball thing.
Right.
And so that sort of shifted my, I don't know what the emotion is. It's not anger. Disappointment you used, or just sort of like, I'm having the inability to get emotionally connected to the team. And it's kind of like good or bad. I'm not angry. I'm not mad at them. I'm not shaking a finger at them.
Right.
But I'm also just like, I want to get going here. Like, where's the get going? It just feels, and it feels like the whole NL West, like the Rockies are down in the abyss. And then the other four teams, they're all just like, yeah, it feels like a potato sack race. Like, nobody's going anywhere fast.
Or like the baby race when you go to like the Warrior game. It's like the baby race and you're waiting for one of them to crawl.
Right, the tortoise race.
Totally.
Like, stick them there. They're like, okay, they're going. And they're like, are they? Like, we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Could somebody do something? And so it's not on the Giants. I do find their lineup to be more interesting. There are people where I'm like, ooh, I want to see him hit. Jung-Hoo Lee's fun. The crowd is chanting his name. Soler's got personality, hits the ball a long way. I know he's only hit 4 home runs, but like, they've got people. I want to watch Conforto hit. I want to watch Chapman hit. The whole thing feels much more intuitive. Estrada and Wade are capable. Yes, they've got to figure some things out, right field or whatnot. Patrick Bailey's playing great all of a sudden. And I do think the pitching will come around. I'm not pessimistic. It's just there's a bigger thing at play where you're like, what's going on here?
Right,
like,
let's
the
get it
whole
going.
League felt like it started and everyone went,
yeah.
Or just here. And you're like, God, like what in baseball is grabbing your attention? Give me the person or the team or the thing.
I mean, there's not much. The Braves have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they're a dynamic team to watch.
Shocker, they're good. Okay.
Yeah. And quietly, the plucky little A's have been better than expected.
I mean, but they're 9-14.
Right.
Like, that's not exciting.
The majority of teams in baseball are around 500 when you look at it. You got so many teams that are 12-10, 13-9, 11-11, 12-9, 10-11. So I think it's baseball across the board has kind of just been a little bit blah.
Yeah.
There haven't been that many exciting teams or players. For the Giants, I'll say that Jordan Hicks is the one that, I mean, I cannot
really
wait.
Good. Yeah.
I love watching him pitch because his stuff is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison's been fine. Webb's been a little bit.
Webb's got it going. Harrison feels like every time I watch him, I'm like, it's about to boogie, but not quite yet.
Yeah.
Hicks has been wonderful. Keaton Wynn goes tonight. I think he's been everything you could hope him to be.
Right.
Nothing dynamic, but like solid enough. And then there's the Snell thing. And I was bothered. I'll say it. I was sort of bothered by his sound after the Friday night start. Like the final score was 17-1, for God's sakes. And it's not that the press conference does not really matter. That's not what's going to affect the standings. And I'm sure he's bummed. I'm sure he's not loving this. And so the nature of the questions when you're frustrated, especially when you're a great player like he is, are not what you want. It's the same thing we've all dealt with Klay Thompson all year long. He doesn't always sound good in the press conference. Why? Because he's mad. Because he's Klay freaking Thompson and things aren't going exactly like he wants them to. And then there's, you know, 12 people standing in front of him going, so what's wrong? Why is this not happening? I get it. It bugs you. At the same time, it wasn't what he said. It was how he said it. It was so blasé. Like, it felt like, you know, what's the Zootopia scene where the sloths are all at the DMV? That's what it felt like talking to. Anybody ever, Christy and I joke about it all the time. You ever talk to a teenager, especially the boys?
Yeah.
It's just,
no, Dad.
That's all you get. And that's what, hey, Blake, how you feel about the fastball? Yeah. What about the slider? I'm like, dude, can we all get going here in some sort of a way? I don't know, man. It just felt like somebody needs to throw something off the wall. And that's why I love that Bob Melvin got thrown out yesterday. A, he was right. And B, like, let's go. Let somebody throw something off of somebody. For energetic reasons, somebody make this feel urgent to me, even though it is early in the year. I don't think it's too early in the year to start being like, you know what? It's time to start demanding something of ourselves. And so when Blake Snell's ERA is 12 and he's like, we'll get there. No, now. Get there now. Or go do this somewhere else. Take a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
Go
do it in Sacramento.
Go do it in San Jose.
Yeah.
Because there are other people that can keep the team in the game a little bit more, and I don't know if these games are going to matter at the end of the year. Got to the end of the Warriors season, and all your little
right, those early gags.
We'll be fine. Well, actually, you ended up not being the 4 seed, now you're the 10, and now you went home.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, stop bleeping away games, and let's go.
Especially when you look at not only the NL West, but the entire landscape of the National League, and there are two teams, maybe three if you count Philadelphia, that look good. Milwaukee looks good. Atlanta's good. Philly's been solid, but other than that, from New York all the way through to St. Louis, you're dealing with about three games of separation among 10 teams, including the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are 13-11.
You're 2.5 back. You've been meh the entire year, and yet you're only 2.5.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back, so it feels like there's a lot of headway you could make. If Blake Snell was just halfway decent and you could have won a couple of those games, you'd be right there.
Yeah. I mean, he was better. I know that sounds silly in a game that was 17-1.
He was better.
Yeah, like he left before it got really, really crazy.
And thoughts and prayers to Kaiwei Tang. I mean, the poor guy. He's been thrown into some situations that were bad, and he made them worse.
Yeah,
and I know he's gone, you talk about a brutal start to a young man's career. He was, I mean, he was roughed up in all three of those outings, and still ERA better than Snell.
That's true. Where is it? His is 9.82.
That's it.
Blake's is 11.57.
Better than Snell.
And Nick Avila is 6.75, and he just got sent down. And Tyler Fitzgerald, who got to finish that game, his ERA is now 13.5.
Not better than Snell.
Just north of Blake Snell.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, see, you probably didn't even know they put a position player.
No, I did.
You did?
I didn't. He's pitched a couple times, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. It's all like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all just whatever. By the way, that's got to be the worst position on a baseball team. The reliever you go to when the game has already been lost. How do you get up for that? I feel for those middle relievers because there's two paths in a bullpen. It's the we got a chance to win the game and the we don't got a chance to win the game.
Right.
And we're not going to waste Camilo Duvall or anyone with the last name of Rogers if we're down 8-1. So you go the other path. I'd hate to be that guy. It's like, okay, dude, get fired up. We're down by 7. Go. It's like, how am I supposed to get excited about this? You want me to lock in? We're getting our butts kicked right now. Everybody behind me, like the fans are all at the concession stands. The infield's paying half attention. Like, how do you function in that environment?
Brutal. Kaiwei Tang, in the games in which he's pitched, they've lost by 9, 7, 5, and 16.
Yeah,
37. Minus 37.
This game was almost their entire run differential. The Giants this year are minus 21.
Yep.
16 of that was Friday night.
Good call. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, what are we doing?
And they lost by 9 to the Padres when Tang made his debut. It's just,
outside
he's
of
that guy.
They're beating the competition outside of
he
that.
He probably was happy to get sent down. Thank you.
Well, no.
Well, now he gets to go try and be a starter, though, which is what ultimately he's going to try to do.
And make a lot less money.
Yes.
And travel to much worse places in a much worse environment.
Right, but not be in this spot anymore where it's like, you know, you're down 8-0 in the fifth and he's getting up, he's getting loose because he knows.
Nobody ever wants to leave the show. Nobody wants to leave the show.
True.
Speaking of the show, Lucas would like to join it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, did you have some sort of a thing about Bob, Lucas?
Sure. Last note on Blake Snell. Don't worry. He'll get better in July. Just wait till the second half.
Great. Can we defer his salary until then also?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, because at that point, we don't have any other pitchers getting healthy, like Robbie Ray. Finally have him. It would be nice if he was effective in the first half of the year when we really need him.
Well, I'll say this, and I think you agree, Lucas, or maybe you're already there. Grandy, you called it predictable when he went out the first game, and I agree with you. And the second one was a little bit of a bummer because, like, in Tampa, They're like, come on, man, like your old place.
Yep.
And he was getting hit. It wasn't just like, I don't have good control. Like, he was getting tanked over the fence. So it was like, oh, that was kind of ugly. And then it came out Friday night, and you're like, okay, this looks a little bit better. Like, you're in the game. And then it completely went off the rails, and he gave all of his shoulder shrugs after the game. And I'm like, and I think I've reached my statute of limitations. In other words, I will officially be annoyed if he comes out and gas cans his next start later on this week. Pittsburgh in town, or is he going to get one of these Mets games?
I think he gets the Mets game.
Does he get the day game on Wednesday? He might get the day game. I might try to come into work early and go check out him, his first or second inning before I come over here.
Yeah. Because he pitched Friday, so...
He is expected to get Wednesday. Yeah.
Saturday, okay. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Snell.
Against Forever Giant, the Maniolator, Sean Mania.
Oh, Whoa, okay. When two, lefties collide.
Two crazy lefties. All right.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I might go check that out.
Yeah, he gave up 9 hits in 4 2/3.
Who did?
Snell.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good.
No, it's not so much that he's just effectively wild, like you were saying, his first outing. He's getting touched up now.
Getting touched up.
He has a career ERA through the first 3+ months of the season in the fours. It's not getting much better in May. 4.39.
Yeah.
In June, 4.40.
I would die for 4 right now.
Yeah.
I would love for him to go out there and only give up 4 a game, especially since he's only going to throw 5 innings. That's only 2. Give up 2 runs in 5 innings. I'll take it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.